torture? Torture is what my brother experienced. And I think I can safely say and speak for the rest of our family members what his son went through, what her husband went through, what your father went through, what my cousin experienced twice. Certainly that is torture. So it's hard for me to understand this torture thing when interrogation goes hand in hand with keeping America safe to stop it from happening again. And I do believe that through interrogation, we were able to stop certain future terroristic acts in this country.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the movie, they got Abu, and that led them to Bin Laden. But I think the other part is that, you know, we can look back almost 15 years later from an ivory tower and say, you know, why did they do that? But if you recall those days and months and even years shortly after 9/11, we were scared. And there was, and the people I knew in D.C. believed there were nukes. We thought there were attacks coming. And the people who were put in that situation did what they believed they had to do to keep us safe. And at the time, they were and they were following what the protocols were. And look, if you want to describe what if it had turned and some of our CIA agents had been captured by Al-Qaeda, what do you think would have happened then? They wouldn't have a head.
I mean, let me rephrase this, because I didn't intend an insensitive question. My question was regarding more than anything a more expedited process had the detainees, the defendants, been brought immediately to the country, and there were not a penumbra of torture hanging over the entire case.
From what I know, and I'm no lawyer either, but the chain of evidence is a real big issue when it comes to these situations where you might have tainted evidence and that kind of thing. That once it hits a federal court, a lot of it might have been thrown out. It didn't make sense to bring these from a, first of all, logistical, safety, family standpoint, to put these people in a federal court. I've followed these cases and the FALN side too, and you don't know what you're going to get. I think that they made a very judicious decision to bring the terrorists here to create a place that worked for everybody. I mean, we took a ride by Camp X-Ray, which is a relic, but that's all you see on TV when you think of Guantanamo Bay. You think of a cage, and that's overgrown and hasn't been used in 14 years.
It was only used for
90 days. And even the next camp was very short lived, and the new one is much more in line with a regular federal prison, which I think. And if you saw the terrorists as they walk in, they don't look unhealthy. That's for sure. So I think
did you actually go inside any of the camps?
We did not go inside. We took a drive by.
Okay.
Camp
7?
Well, all of them except one of them.
Some of them.
Yes.
We have not been there either.
Yeah, I think few have. Yeah. So anyway, that's, I think that this country has gone to amazing lengths to protect their rights, protect our people's rights, and to keep us safe. This is no easy question. No one wants this. We didn't ask for this. You know what I'm saying? We didn't ask for this. This was thrust upon us, and then we had to figure out what to do with these people. We were put in a war against people who were not soldiers. The asymmetrical warfare, and our country did its very best to figure out how to deal with an untenable situation. And we're not gods, and we're not perfect, but we did the best we could. And I think that we're still doing the best we can. And I the fact that we're here, the fact that you're here, and you're able to witness this, it's going to tell you something.
So did they take you inside the headquarters, the detention center, where they have that flag with everybody's name on it? Obviously not. They took you inside the did you see it? I mean, they have a flag with all of your loved ones' names written on inside it.
We have seen that. I don't know if we've seen it in the place where you're describing.
You've seen it here.
You've seen it here.
I haven't seen it. It's made up of names.
Yeah.
You talking about a poster? Yeah.
You've never.
You talking
seen,
about a poster like the size of a TV?
That was the cancer.
It's the flag of heroes.
It's
a real flag, right?
It's the flag of honor.
Yeah.
The flag of heroes.
It's like a poster.
Yeah, they.
Well, we saw it's a poster. Maybe something else, but this one we saw.
10, 12 years ago.
With everybody's name.
Everybody's
name. When you've talked to the prosecutors, has it ever come up about, have you talked to them about possibly getting more screening rooms or, do you want more Americans to be able to see this back home? And has that come up in conversation?
I think they're planning on expanding the number.
Would you
want to
see this on C-SPAN,
for example? The problem with that is, from a technical standpoint, sometimes they get into classified information. Sometimes there are things said that should not be broadcast.
Right.
So they have a 40-second delay. I think if they could work out the technical problems, in terms of dealing with that, I see no reason why.
Full disclosure, right? Yeah. I think we're good with that.
Because in compared to, say, the Nuremberg trials, which were open and widely publicized, what's going on here is hugely secret.
Not analogous. It's not analogous. They would deal, there you're dealing after the war, right, with war crimes committed during the war, and there was no consideration of classified information, all right, or aid and comfort to the enemy. Do not have that situation today. I mean, there is much of the evidence in this apparently is classified. In other words, that a disclosure of that evidence would be of aid to an active enemy.
Given the fact that they do suppress that, even for us in the audience, would it be better if American people could see
it? It's not suppressed for the defense. The defense has full access to it.
I'm talking about putting it on TV.
Seeing this,
you can't disclose classified information.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what we see on the monitor here, would it be better if the American people could see this unfolding?
I think it would, again, if you could handle the technical difficulty in terms of time delay and the ability to black out certain things. I would have no objection to that.
Sorry.
There's
nothing to hide. There's nothing to hide.
Because earlier, I think you were saying you felt like the job the prosecution is doing is not getting enough credit or enough coverage.
It's because in the press, all we hear is the defense side, and the terrorist side. We don't seem to hear as much about the prosecution's efforts. And the fact that the trial is to get to the truth, the just for justice.
In pre-trial, almost all the motions at this point are defense motions. So that's what you really hear about is the defense activity. But still, in all, I agree with you.
I wanted to bring up something else. One of the first things that happened in the courtroom was that one of the defendants tried to fire his learned attorney and the number two, and that police. What did you make of that? Joe.
Yeah, Joe. I thought that was orchestrated. It seemed to me that was a delaying tactic. Push this thing, keep it going, see how the judge reacts. Maybe then next KSM fires his. You know, you could stretch this out for years firing attorneys, and that was what my view was, that it was absolutely orchestrated. She knew she wasn't. And then she knew that she wasn't going to get, that she wasn't going to be allowed to quit. So it was just a game. It was a show. It was a way for the terrorists to string this thing along, to torture everyone else in the room, to keep them going, to keep these poor prosecutors and you people, by the way, flying down to Guantanamo Bay and leaving the rest of your lives at home, and string this thing along. That's I thought clearly that was the goal, and it's fun. Where would you rather be, sitting in a nice courtroom and sort of being the center of attention, or being in a jail cell for 23 hours a day? I think that is clearly it's a game. It's calculated. It's orchestrated, and they believe that the United States, they still have the same feeling of the United States before they came to prison, and that's what we're infidels, and we need to be, you know, we can be tortured, we can be played with, we can be beaten up, and they can use our goodness, for lack of a better word, or justice against us. That's how they got into our country, right? Oh, let's bring visas. They used the freedoms of Americans and the goodwill of Americans against us, and I think this was a very small example of that.
But you.